Chelsea's run.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what good it helped me, or tell the dirty slut.
Yeah.
And you know, whether he took a wee stutter on it, but the pitch was very, you know, we knew at the start of the game coming down here, we knew it was going to be sticky. We knew that it would cut up. A lot of the guys, you know, were indecisive with their footwear throughout, and I think it certainly did have a bearing in terms of how we certainly liked the player. We have been playing in certain weeks there, but you know, the pitch didn't allow us to do that. I thought we started off with the right intentions. I thought we had three or four very good opportunities, and their goalkeeper had kept them well in the game. He had great saves, and when I look back in the game, I look over the reflection of how we scored late again with a penalty, and no doubt it's a penalty. It's a great bit of about skill with Goody, a great ball down the corridor, but over the piece, you know, I can't recall Blair having anything spectacular to do other than a long range shot in the first half. The wee one that he's come out and the boys put the wee head over, that was about the only flutter that we had. But over the piece, I thought we deserved it in terms of the opportunities created today.
Any reason for the French guy on the point today, Danny?
Yeah, he's got a wee slight problem with his hamstring. He'd done it Thursday evening at training, and he's one of these ones, he's not played football in a long time, Fraser. We see the qualities in him, so we've got to be gentle with him in terms of bringing him on. But once again, you know, we've got a squad in there, and we've got tools within the squad now that we can make things happen. We can try and tighten things up, you know. And everybody had a major part to play again today. You know, I thought young Dylan Coggle for Huddersfield came in and did terrifically well at left back. I thought Chris McStay, particularly in the first half, looking fresh. You know, he started the game the first 20-25 minutes. I thought fantastic here, and
it's a big win for you, though, isn't it?
It is. You know, I did put to the players last week going into the Edinburgh City game that the next three games was like a mini league between ourselves, Edinburgh, Berwick, and Cowden, beat all the teams that are round about us. And the aim and what I've asked the players to do is to make sure that we finish top of that league
mini league next week.
Listen, you know that wins always breed confidence. You hear the dressing room, it's another nice bus journey back down the road, and you know, it's nice, it's a nice positive feeling. And you know, we want to try and continue that, and let's see where it takes us for now to the end of the season.